I know that some of these decisions, they're hard decisions, and I know that the board is struggling on how to move forward here and how we do that successfully. But for me as a fire chief, my role is to provide operations, right? We have to respond. And one of the things that I want to make sure that everybody in the public knows is at the end of the day, there will be no cut to services. We will respond. We are one of the busiest ambulance services around. We are one of the busiest fire departments in the state. But our service is second to none. The men and women that work for us, that respond on these ambulances every day and all night, and they go to Nashville and they go to Louisville and they do that, and they have a level of service and a level of pride and a level of commitment to this community that is second to none. And we want to make sure that everybody knows that that will not stop. I have been instructed by my bosses and the board to make sure that there is no slowdown in services. So that is my responsibility, and that's the responsibility of our staff. And we just want to make sure that nothing will slow down. These people are saving lives every day. The impact that EMS has on a community is unreal. Most people don't even realize what that impact is until you need us or until a family member needs us. And then you see it, right? Then it's real. They're delivering babies. They're doing CPR. They're saving lives. They're working wrecks. They're cutting people out of cars. I mean, that's daily. That is every day. So I feel like what happened today was a show of support for our people. So I'm very happy at that outcome and hope that we will do what we're supposed to do on our side and make this thing work out.
As far as how busy y'all are, can you explain like how many calls is a normal for y'all? How many?
Right. So we normally average, 30-ish, low 30 calls a day. We're over 11,000 calls a year. Recently, and anybody in this community knows, they hear sirens all day, all night. Right now we're averaging around 37 calls a day for the last couple weeks, and that's weather change and time of year, and people are starting to get out a lot more. So we've got wrecks, and so we try to hit it on social media, know that this is coming, to be careful, to be mindful of things. But we are an extremely busy service. These people work 24 hours at a time. They come in the mornings, and most jobs, when it's lunchtime, they go eat lunch. Well, that's not the way we work. And it as well as anybody, you're on these scenes all day long. I said that, and I've said it, and I'll say it again. I was in here the other night at 8 o'clock, and the fire guys were cooking supper for the EMS crew who have not slowed down. We have officers that go to stores to pick up food or go buy food to take them to the hospital to eat. So when they're at the ambulance, I mean, we are an extremely busy service, and eventually we will have to look at more staff. But that is the service that we provide. We provide a service that people expect. When you call 911, people expect somebody to show up, and they expect somebody to show up that knows what they're doing and that they're trusting their life with, right? And so that's the service that we provide, and that is what we do not want to lose here in Hopkinsville and Christian County.
And there was something else that was said in the meeting that I think has a big amount of gravity that people don't understand. The tax dollar, there's not tax dollars paying the ambulance service.
There's not. So
you're not already paying for it in your taxes for these guys at all.
That's right. There are no county taxes that go to the ambulance service. There's and I've been questioned on it a lot, because in the county's budget there is a $10,000 EMS block that goes. Well, that's a state grant that we apply for. They write that check to the county because the county owns a certificate of need, and they have to give that back to us. But I will say that I have met with the judge, and I've been to fiscal court, and I know that there are some budget meetings, and Squire Peterson, they are planning on supporting EMS and next year and the year after that. They have had those talks. They feel like they can do that without a tax, is my understanding, and I hope that that's the case. But they are looking to help subsidize EMS in the future.
Okay, real quick, can you give a background just a little bit about the billing service, the folks from the billing service that were there, and also kind of what happened with the prior billing?
Right, so our prior billing service, we contracted with them a year and a half ago for 3 years, and they came in shortly after the board decided to go to them, and I'm the one that brought them to the board because they said that we can increase revenue, because we do want to be revenue based. We don't want this, to have to be funded. But again, no other ambulance service is not funded by subsidies in some kind of way, whether it's tax based or hospital based or private sized. But we were proud of that. We want to stay with that. So we moved billing companies, hoping that we could increase revenue, because we were not We were not receiving what we thought we should be receiving. That billing company, shortly after we hired them, proved that it was a mistake going to them. We fired them not long ago. They have stopped billing altogether. We fired them last week, hired a new billing company. We put out RFP for bids, hired a new billing company that is a more local billing company, one that we feel will come through for us and get us back where we need to be, to where we're a little bit more self-sustainable. But at the end of the day, you know, AMLA services do not make revenue. They're not. They are subsidized. It is AMLA's 3 years ago was $180,000. That same AMLA's now is $360,000. And just, you know, for your knowledge, we do 25,000 miles a month on our ambulances. We are that busy. We are one of the largest counties. We have no cath lab. We have no trauma center. So a lot of our runs have to go to Nashville or Louisville or Madisonville, Tenova and Clarksville. We're doing a lot of miles. And so that comes with a cost. And everything, fuel and medical supplies, have had a 300% increase. And so we are trying to keep up when our revenue has been stagnant. We have had no increase in revenue, but large amounts of increase in operational expenses. So to maintain that with stagnant revenue is just not viable. And we see that, we understand it. That's why we presented to the board going to a new billing company. They have started. We hope that they will come through for us and do, if they do a fraction of what they say that they can do, then we will be back to where we need to be.